60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, chances are you probably don't put a ton of thought into the text messages that you send every day.
No, not really. No.
You might want to put a little more consideration into your texts.
Why? Are you
Because
just
one of them could be your eternal legacy.
What?
Because last week a dude on Twitter posted an idea and said, what if the last thing you texted is what goes on your tombstone forever?
Oh,
and
weird.
The tweet started going viral with people sharing their last texts that would become their embarrassing permanent last words. Some of the ones that people shared were, oops, wrong car. Or, bro, did you eat my chicken enchiladas?
Oh, wow.
Or, WTF, my fingers smell like onions.
That is a good WTF, especially if you haven't been around onions.
I'd like it on my tombstone. That'd be nice.
And I think my goldfish is mad at me. That was another text that would be on somebody's tombstone. So,
do they get mad?
Yeah.
What would each of us have written on our tombstones? What's the last thing? Let's see,
I sent was to you, Jubal, and all it was good luck, thumbs up, shamrock emoji.
That's kind of a cool thing to have on your tombstone.
The last thing I texted, well, I got a lot of texts. Your Postmates here, your Postmate driver's here. But what I texted was actually to young Jeffrey yesterday, on my way, gonna be late.
That is actually your life.
Yeah.
That's me.
That is your life boiled down to one text.
It's really appropriate for us. The last thing that I texted was to barbecue Chris, the technical director.
God, do we text anybody else besides
each other?
This is really sad.
It's weird.
We need to make friends, you guys.
It's like the one day everybody on the show is actually talking to each other outside of the...
Yeah, random.
Last thing I texted him just says, to caress you.
Chris?
Yeah.
I don't even want to know.
I feel like your guys' relationship is different than my relationship with him.
Yeah, I think it might be.
He's our technical director, but apparently he's a different kind of director for you.
For me, yeah, he and I have a different relationship. So.
Are you okay, Chris? You need to talk to anybody? You're good. He just gave a thumbs up.
Turned red.
He's good with it.
Just making sure we didn't need to get HR involved.
Stuff to make that happen at some point today, Chris. Well, it's on my tombstone, a reminder to Chris that I will caress him.
Yeah.
All right, let's get in the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asks a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. Text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Jose is drawing a name out of the hat because he had it last. And who'd you get?
I got Brooke Fox.
No.
All right. Brooke's got the shock collar while she's putting that on. Jeff, please read Brooke the shock collar question of the day.
Mount Rushmore is a famous national monument in South Dakota depicting four of our nation's greatest presidents. It's visited by 3 million people every year, just had its 75th anniversary, and you've probably seen photos of the monument a million times, so you should have no problem naming the four presidents that are on the mountain in the correct order that they appear from left to right.
There's no way you guys can do this.
From left to right.
From left to right.
I swear, just photographic memory, George Washington.
You think he's first?
Yeah, he's on the left because he's the first president. It makes the most sense for him to start out.
Okay, wait, let's name all four first.
Okay. So, Washington, Lincoln.
Roosevelt.
Roosevelt and, oh my gosh, who's the fourth one?
Lincoln. No, we already said Lincoln.
They have two Lincolns on there.
Yeah, there's double Lincoln.
There's double, yeah.
I believed you for a
second.
They couldn't think of anybody else. Like, well, let's just do Lincoln again.
Yeah. Who else?
Who's the fourth
it?
President? Is it? It's not Benjamin.
FDR. Roosevelt.
No, we said Roosevelt. It's Teddy, I think. Or is it FDR?
No, that's
you guys,
that's right.
Jeffrey,
that's
why didn't you just go with, no, FDR and Teddy are two different people.
Oh, yeah, Franklin Delano.
Yes.
That's right, and then Theodore. Okay.
Yes.
That's right.
So it's Roosevelt, it's Lincoln, it's Washington, and it's, who's the other president on there? Is it John Adams?
I just photoshopped a picture of it the other day, too. I should remember this.
Yeah, you did. It's got to be John Adams. I think you're right.
You guys, who is the other president on there?
Oh, my God. I didn't think this was going to be this tough, guys.
Is Garfield on there? The cat, I mean.
The cat? I think Theodore Roosevelt.
Jefferson
is next.
It's Jefferson.
There it is.
Jefferson's on there.
Read the question one more time.
It sounds right. I'm not sure though.
Mount Rushmore is a famous national monument in South Dakota depicting four of our nation's greatest presidents. You've probably seen photos of it a million times, so you shouldn't have any issues naming the four presidents in the correct order they appear from left to right.
Okay, I'm just going to go that it goes in chronological order.
I think Lincoln is on the end, on the far right.
No, because what I want to do is
no,
Washington, Jefferson, Lincoln, Roosevelt.
I like it.
Is that what you're
doing? Okay, I'm going with it. Okay, Washington, Jefferson,
Lincoln,
Roosevelt.
I'm into it.
Mount Rushmore started construction back in 1927. It took 14 years to finish, and the entire project cost under $1 million.
What?
It still features four of America's greatest presidents on the front, from left to right. The order is George Washington,
ooh,
Thomas Jefferson,
oh, thank God,
Teddy Roosevelt,
oh,
and then Abraham Lincoln on the right.
Why would they switch those two, man?
I think it is chronological order.
It's not. No, Roosevelt's the last president we had. Lincoln is way before Roosevelt.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry.
Well, you got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. So you can sing that before you get shocked.
Well, you can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man, no time to talk. Music loud, woman warm. I've been kicked around since I was born. No, it's all right, it's okay. They should look the other way. We can't try to understand New York Times.
Sing the whole song.
Yeah,
all right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.